This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of two conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon who died on Friday. Mr. Trump told a political rally Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that, in his words, it will be a woman. Supporters chanted, "Fill that seat," and Trump said that is exactly what he intends to do. The president's intention to make an appointment 6 weeks before he faces a bitter re-election contest against Democrat Joe Biden on November 3rd instantly touched off a rancorous political fight in Washington between Republicans who say they will support his nominee and Democrats who called for the selection to be delayed either until Trump or Biden takes office in January for a new four-year White House term. Mr. Trump wants the Senate to quickly confirm his choice before the election. It's unclear whether Republicans, with a 53-47 majority in the chamber, will act before Election Day. Syrian opposition forces said that Russia opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria on Sunday in the most extensive strikes since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplanes struck the western outskirts of Idlib City and that there was heavy artillery shelling in the mountainous region nearby. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There's been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that displaced over a million people in the region, which borders Turkey, after months of fighting. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Relatives of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month have demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure that lawyers appointed by the families and not the Chinese government can meet with them. The 12 were arrested on August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave the former British colony. Now all are being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. In a statement late Sunday, Hong Kong police said authorities reviewed the marine traffic records from August 23rd and, in his words, did not find any China Coast Guard vessels entering or staying in Hong Kong waters. It said marine police records would not be released to the public. Openly challenging the monarchy of Thai King Maha Vajiralongkorn, thousands of protesters marched in Bangkok on Sunday to present demands that included a call for reforms to curb his powers. The protesters have been organizing for 2 months against Thailand's establishment, breaking a longstanding Thai law against criticizing the monarchy. The marchers were blocked by hundreds of unarmed police manning crowd control barriers. The protest leaders declared victory after handing police a letter detailing their demands. They're calling for reform of the monarchy, removal of the prime minister, and establishment of a new constitution and elections. Brazil's former leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said he's open to backing any candidate who can beat far-right President Jair Bolsonaro in the 2022 elections. The former president is barred from elected office due to corruption convictions. He had two criminal convictions for corruptions that bar him from running unless he is able to overturn them. He also has five other indictments. The former leader said his Workers' Party, known as the PT, will support left and center-left parties in the November local elections to build opposition to Bolsonaro. Belarus police detained more than 10 protesters in Minsk on Sunday. That's according to Russia's TASS news agency reporting, citing Belarus police. People were gathering for a rally in Minsk and other cities, calling for veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko to step down. Mass street protests have rocked Belarus since presidential elections in August, at which Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory and a vote his opponents say was rigged. Thousands of protesters have floated into Belarusian cities for 6 weeks, demanding an end to his rule. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.